This is the Talk of Fame Network on SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Clark Judge, Rick Goslin, and Ron Borges.
Well, Bruce Matthews was more than a first-team all-decade guard in the 1990s. He's also a first-ballot Hall of Famer who hopes one day to be joined by his older brother Clay in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Bruce was enshrined in 2007, and Clay is a first-time semifinalist for the Hall's class of 2019. Now, Bruce and Clay each played 19 seasons, Bruce with the Oilers and Titans, and Clay with the Browns and Falcons, and they represent three generations of NFL football. Their father, Clay Sr., played six seasons in the NFL with the 49ers. Bruce's son, Jake, currently plays for the Atlanta Falcons, while Clay's son, Clay III, plays for the Green Bay Packers. Of course, that is when he's not doing commercials with Aaron Rodgers. So we invited Bruce to talk about brother Clay's Hall of Fame candidacy, and lucky for us and you, he said yes. Bruce, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show. Love talking about my brother, Clay, which I've had it.
Clay has been eligible for the Hall of Fame for 18 years, and this is his first trip to the semifinals. You played against your brother for so many years in the AFC Central. Does it surprise you that it's taken him this long for his candidacy to be addressed?
Yeah, it really has. My brother, Clay, when I played against him, it really was a treat for me. Every time we played against him, I think I played against him 23 times. You know, he always was a focal point on Wednesday mornings when the offense coordinator was installing the defense we were playing that week. And, you know, I think for sure he definitely deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I think in a lot of ways his versatility has kind of hurt him. But hopefully guys are starting to see the light, and I'm trying to shed a little light on that as well.
You know, Rick mentioned your days in AFC Central. You played offense and he played defense. So for, I guess, 11 seasons, the two of you went at it twice a year. How much of a challenge was it playing against your older brother? You know, when you grow up as kids, obviously, you know, everybody wants to beat up your older brother wants to beat you up, and your younger brother wants to give him a good one. Was it fun? Was it misery? You know, once you became adults, what was it like playing against your brother?
I loved it. I loved the old Brown Stadium, the old dog pound. I mean, I'd make it a point, you know, pregame warm-up, they'd put the visiting team in the dog pound, and I'd make it a point to make sure the fans could read Matthews on the back. And, you know, it was cool. He was a beloved player up in Cleveland, an outstanding player. And like I said earlier, he was so versatile. He could rush a passer. He could play over the tight end. He could play the run. He could, for years, he didn't rush a passer because he was so good in coverage. He was the nickel linebacker. And like I said, and stand out for linebackers, obviously, are sacks. And, you know, my brother rung up a bunch of sacks, but he could have had a lot more. But like I said, he was so versatile. He was doing all the dirty work that I think your well-rounded all-around linebackers can do.
Did you guys ever have a moment where either you pancaked him or he pancaked you and you looked at each other and said, come on, man, I'm your brother?
We had a few moments. I think the biggest, he beat me for a sack in 1986. That was kind of a low point for me. But really for me, he was 5 years older, obviously well-established in Cleveland. And I just love the fact that when you went out on the field, you know, this is back in the day when not everyone wore an NFL jersey, but there were Clay Matthews 57 pound surgeries all over the place. And there was a treat for me. And it really took me a few games is what was required of me to prepare to do what I needed to do. Because, you know, I always was a huge fan of his growing up. He was always my favorite player. And, for example, you know, we're playing the Browns, and I knew who all the players were. Brian Sipe, you know, Chip Banks, who I had the opportunity to play with at SC, Tom Cousineau, Ozzie Newsome. So as a fan of the game, it was really cool. But the fact that my brother's over there and he's making plays and really, you know, especially for me, those early years on the Oilers were kind of lean years, and to play against the Browns and your brother and have your family at those games, it really was a treat, you know, not on par with the Super Bowl, but it was a special time. We got to do it twice a year for a lot of years.
Well, Bruce, as you mentioned, there was an obvious age difference of 5 years between you and Clay. But was it competitive in any way between the two of you growing up, or was Clay just out there ahead of you setting a ridiculously sort of high bar as an All-American at Southern Cal and a first-round draft pick?
Yeah, he definitely set the bar high, but it was really – I tried to copy whatever he did. And it's funny, we both played 19 years. I always figured, hey, if my brother's still playing in the league, then obviously – I got to strive for that number as well. But growing up, we competed all the time. Like, we played one-on-one basketball, and he'd always kind of let me get to 9 points, and 10 points would be a winner. Then he'd turn the screws and kind of slam the door, so I never really beat him. But, yeah, he set an amazing example for me in you know, I really believe, especially after talking to a lot of the other Hall of Famers and guys who played against Clay and saw him compete. And, you know, it's obviously very personal with me, and I think he should be in. But, man, so many guys give me so much great feedback about what a great player he was, his versatility, and they think he should be in as well.
Hey, isn't that the job of older brothers to turn the screws? My older brother did.
Yeah, it was all fun and games till I got close to winning. And yeah,
exactly.
I get a forearm in the back and get launched. Of course, you know, there's no fouls or anything called, but hey, part of the deal.
Part of the deal.
Now you two. You know, both went to USC, of course, but you didn't get to play together there. Then when you get into the NFL, eventually in the 90s and the free agency came about, did the two of you ever talk about the possibility of playing together somehow on the same team, one of you or the other, moving in free agency?
Yeah. In fact, we played in a couple Pro Bowls. We were both on the AFC team a couple times, and you know, I had a blast. I don't know how much it meant to him, but I was really proud of that fact, and proud of the fact that I was on the same team as my brother. And the Browns weren't going to re-sign him, I tried to get him down in Houston, and I mean, the guy could still play. He was 40 last year. They moved him to inside backer and was playing great and was still rushing the passer. And, you know, I'm like, dude, come down to the Oilers, man. We could use you. And, you know, by then he'd had enough.
Let me ask you something about your father. I mean, he preceded his two sons in the NFL, and he set a pretty high bar for performance. Was there a hope or an expectation on his part that his two sons would play in the NFL? And also, by the same token, was there a hope or expectation that the sons of you and Clay would also play in the NFL?
Well, really, my dad's only expectation was, if you start something, you're not going to quit it. And that really was his rule throughout. And then secondly, whatever the coach told you. And lastly, if you're going to go out there, you're going to play full speed. Or he'd always say, I'll come out there,
snatch you off the field if you aren't doing any one of those three. So it was very simple. Now, we didn't have to play. We were all very competitive, all our brothers and sisters, and enjoyed competing, but at the same time, never felt pressure from our dad. He really set a good example of like integrity and hard work, and really, once my brother came along, I was who I aspired to be like. So, I had two amazing role models in my family. So, and the same thing holds true. I mean, Clay tell you the same thing for his kids. You know, if you want to play, great. If you don't, that's fine too. And yeah, our family's definitely been blessed, especially in football. And you know, the kids love it. They love being Matthews and kind of being the next generation.
So, Bruce, you're talking to three Hall of Fame voters here. If you could, in a minute or two, Could you make the case for your brother for us? Why is he a Hall of Famer? Why does he belong in the Hall of Fame?
He produced for 19 years, and he didn't just produce one-dimensionally as a linebacker. And, you know, he still ended up with 80-something sacks, I think he had. But that only tells the story of a small part of his career. I think his first 5 years, he rarely got to rush passes. And then they finally cut him loose, and he had like 12.5, 13 sacks. And then after that, guys realized, and he at least got more opportunities to get after the passer. But my brother was great in coverage. He was played the run very physically. And he truly was an all-around player. And I think in a lot of ways, the sack numbers kind of suffered as a result. That if he had rushed the pass exclusively, I think no question he would be in already. And I think the only thing that's not in his favor was the fact that he was so versatile. But you look at his stats, his interceptions, fumbles forced, tackles. I mean, everything is up there. And he not only did it for a long time, but he did it for 19 years. Played the most games by a linebacker. So I know I'm biased, but I know there's a lot of guys who believe what I believe about my brother, and that he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Bruce, thanks so much for joining us. And please tell your brother he owes you a debt of gratitude for the three votes he just got. That was terrific.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
Great.
That was Hall of Famer Bruce Matthews. Up next is the 2-Minute Drill. You're listening to the Talk of Fame Network.